Good morning. Good morning. This is Brother Juan with Next Step Financial Partners, Tax and Accounting, with this edition of Biz Talk with Brother Juan. In conjunction with our anniversary here at Next Step, last week and this week, we are discussing improving financial health as a coach, consultant, course creator, or solopreneur. And we've been talking about various subjects Tuesday through Friday, 9 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. Today, we're going to be talking about bookkeeping versus accounting and how it benefits you as a coach or consultant. And so today, we're actually going to do a screen share. And I just want to talk about this kind of briefly, because oftentimes with bookkeeping and accounting, we use those words interchangeably, but technically they're not the same thing. Bookkeeping is often involved with accounting, but there are some distinctions, right? So bookkeeping as defined is the is mainly related to identifying, measuring, and recording financial transactions. It is administrative and focuses on recording financial transactions. The objective of bookkeeping is to keep the records of all financial transactions. Bookkeeping is always after the fact. After the fact meaning it is historical. It looks at past transactions, which is oftentimes I say it tells the story of your business, the financial story of your business. And it's always looking behind bookkeeping, right? It only records what has already happened. And so it is a process of maintaining and placing that data in some kind of financial record. And so you can, bookkeeping can be done in spreadsheets, can be done in accounting software. You know, how it's done doesn't really matter, but it always represents what has already happened in your business. So with accounting being a little bit different, accounting is the process of summarizing, interpreting, and communicating financial data. Now, bookkeeping and accounting can overlap. It can definitely overlap, but they are unique in a lot more aspects than where they overlap. And so again, accounting as defined is the process of summarizing, interpreting, and communicating financial data. So bookkeeping gathers the financial data, it records the financial data, it's always after the fact. Accounting then comes in to begin to summarize that data. Most bookkeepers are going to give you financial statements, but accounting includes the financial statements, putting that together, the summarizing, as well as going a step further, interpreting that data, and as well as communicating that data. Whether if you're a large business, internal communications and external communications is how that data would be communicated. Also, it is subjective, giving your business insights based on bookkeeping information. And so accounting takes the information gathered from bookkeeping and helps you to understand that data in order to make decisions. It gives you insight. What does it mean? What does it mean? And I've already decided tomorrow we're going to look at some equations. And so I'm going to give you some free equations that you can utilize in your business, things that you need to know. We're always talking about the numbers, but I never show you the numbers. So tomorrow we're going to actually show you the numbers. Lastly, accounting. The objective is to gauge the financial situation and further communicate the information to relevant authorities. And again, those authorities can be internal or external. So the gauging of that information, accounting again, takes that data from bookkeeping, begins to interpret that data and gives it meaning. And this is where a lot of entrepreneurs fall short in their business, is that they have data, but they don't know how to interpret that data. They have a lot of data, but they don't know how to interpret it. It can be so much more beneficial going beyond how much money am I bringing in? How much money am I taken out, or how much money am I spending? The inflow and outflow of cash in your business, accounting can look at so much more than that. So when I talk about the numbers, and so we're going to look at some equations tomorrow dealing with that, so I can kind of, you know, put some teeth behind what we're talking about. And so there's a little bit of difference again between accounting and bookkeeping. CFO service, chief financial officer, virtual services would be someone who is outside of your company who comes in and provides consulting services. What we do is a mixture of coaching and consulting. And there's a difference between that, and I understand, and I often use them interchangeably. But my clients are primarily going to be business owners and not individuals. And so there's a combination. And so chief financial officer, they actively assess and manage the financial risk of a corporation. Manage the financial risk of a corporation by looking at their current and future financial compliance and growth opportunities. And so CFO goes further, and a virtual CFO come in as a business partner, and this is what we can do for your business. Come in beside you and begin to analyze your data and begin to make projections. What does this data mean, and how can we use this data in order to scale your business? This is why it's so important to begin with that foundation of bookkeeping, because everything else is going to be built on it. If you want consulting service, bookkeeping consulting service is what I often refer to it now, then it has to begin with bookkeeping, right? If your bookkeeping is not in order, then there's no data for me to begin to interpret. And so the first step is always bookkeeping. CFO services also provide oversight of accounting as well as tax and other regulatory compliance issues. They play a role in operations, research, development, contract negotiation, human resource, and sales and marketing. And so this comes into play. This is why it's so much more beneficial for the person who's going to be doing your taxes to be involved with your bookkeeping throughout the year. It's so beneficial for both parties, because certain things can be taken care of ahead of time and not at the end of the year and the beginning of next year when you're trying to get everything taken care of. Also, looking at the books can help identify certain tax advantages that you can take care of. And so it goes beyond bookkeeping and accounting, because CFO services, virtual CFO services, help you look towards the future using that data to make decisions about the future and how it may affect your business. But their foundation is always bookkeeping, having your books in order. Okay, and so we're going to talk about how it can benefit you as a coach and a consultant. Oftentimes, as business owners in general, we have this habit of wanting the next best thing, just like with the consumer mentality, that nice shiny object, and it may not be something tangible. It may be a service. We just feel like we have to have it. And if we don't understand within our business and have a purpose in our business for how we handle our finances, then it's easy to get into those habits of buying things that we don't need. We talked about earlier this week how a lot of entrepreneurs think that it's a good idea to reinvest their profits back in their business. And you're actually not having profits, because all you're going to do is create more expenses. And so that's why it's so important to pay yourself as an entrepreneur and take that money out of your business so it does not become dependent upon that. And you can streamline and operate your business in a lean fashion, right? Cut out the fat. And so, again, looking at the numbers benefits you in the short term, understanding how much cash you have coming in, how much you have going out. It benefits you in the long run because, again, it provides a foundation for you to make decisions in your business, whether you want to add a new service, if you're product-based, add a new product, so that you have an understanding of, you know, what is your anticipated revenue and what is your anticipated profit based upon that. We also talked about earlier this week how your profit margin, we're going to talk about profit margins tomorrow, how that comes into play, right? Everybody wants to make six figures. But again, if you have, if you're producing six figures, if you're making $100,000 a year in revenue and you have $90,000 worth of expenses, that's only a $10,000 profit. I would much rather have $50,000 in revenue and $10,000 worth of expenses. I'm making half as much money overall as far as revenue, but my profit is four times what would be in the other situation. And so we have to not only look at how much we're making, but how much do we make on the expenses that we have as a business, and that's looking at our profit margin. Again, this is Brother Juan. Feel free to reach out if you have any questions, if you want some insight into your own business. We here at Next Step Financial Partners offer a free 15-minute biz strategy session to see about your business and whether our services are compatible and if we are a good fit to work together. So feel free to reach out to us anytime. There's a link associated with this video. Feel free to click on that link and book your free 15-minute biz strategy session. Look forward to hearing from you. We'll be back tomorrow, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. And I've decided we're going to go ahead and go live every week Tuesday and Thursday morning, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. We'll go ahead and continue this because I love providing this information. Even if someone can't watch live, they can watch later on, and then we'll have the content available. So we look forward to, again, providing that forward. Y'all have a great day. Again, this is Brother Juan with Next Step Financial Partners. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. And y'all have a good day.